We are working on this railroad strike, and the railroad owners are holding out. We think we've got a fair chance to avoid it. We don't know. It costs us 7 million jobs, runs our GNP down 15% the first month, raises prices, and just means a hell of a lot. Now, they've raised the question. They settle this strike. They've got some mergers pending Department of Justice, and they want to know if there's any chance that they'll get sympathetic consideration there. I never heard of them, and I don't want to make any commitments to them. And all I want to know is when they come and talk to me to be able to intelligently discuss it. And my normal reply would be that the appropriate agency will give everybody what they're entitled to and a fair shake and so forth. But I thought before I did that, I'm going to try to hit them pretty hard and pretty tough, almost as bad as we were with steel, because I just don't think we can take this now. I just think it's the worst thing that could happen to us. And we're in a reasonably good situation with the Brotherhoods. And they're a bunch of minor things, like giving them lodging when they're away from home. I didn't realize any company in this country worked anybody. Wouldn't give them lodging, but they don't. They won't give them any meals. And this settlement calls for $1.50 for all their meals when they're away from home. So I thought I'd better talk to you and get your man, you talk to him, find out what are the merger things, how serious are they, how big are they? Are they against the public interest? Are they in the public interest? Or do you know anything about them?
Well, over the course of the last several years, we've settled that we've had a number of mergers, railroad mergers, that we've permitted, and where the recommendation had initially been against the mergers, which we've been able to make the necessary arrangements. We have had a rather quote liberal unquote point of view. You know, we're looking at them. We have nobody's got a closed mind about any mergers, and we'd make a major effort on these.
What can I tell them that if even if it were printed, it would be appropriate, that would be reasonable, that would help us? What would you say? Tell me what you think I ought to say.
Well, I might find out more detail what specific ones they're considering, Mr. President, which might be of more help to you. But I would say that generally what we can say is that we would make every effort, would give them every consideration, that it would go right to the top, that you have, hello?
Yeah.
That you you have this transportation committee, which is made up of representatives of the Department of Commerce, representatives of the Department of Labor, the Department of Justice, and the Bureau of the Budget. I had asked when the transportation situation was not being well handled, and when President Kennedy was over there, I had this young lawyer, Barrett Prettyman Jr., who was the judge of the, he was the son of the judge, work out of the White House so that there would be a coordinated effort by all agencies of the government, so that the Department of Justice and the Antitrust Division wasn't just making the decisions on these matters. And if they had a bearing on other aspects of government or other aspects of the economy, that that was taken into consideration, because I thought that we looked at it from a too narrow point of view. So this committee was set up, and also, as I say, President Kennedy had his own person over there. You know, who sort of coordinated it for the White House, and they...
Is he still here?
No, he's he left about a month ago.
Yeah.
But you could get somebody over there that could do that for you, and then you could have, you know, just say that everybody would make a major effort to try to do with what was in the...
Do you know what the big ones are? Are there some major
that's
ones?
No, I just don't know at the moment which ones they're being considered.
Right. You take a look at it, and here's what I think I would say to them, if you think it's appropriate. I don't want to give them any false encouragement. I don't want to, at the same time, I want to try to settle it. I think I'd say what we ought to do is go on and settle this strike, then I will talk to the Attorney General and ask the Attorney General to bring the best people we have in the government in and hear your side of the case and determine it on its merits and try to approach the problem as sympathetically as possible.
I think that'd be fine.
And then you'll see them personally,
that'd
and I'll tell them that I've talked to you and that you're ready and willing to see them and do whatever the law allows you to do.
That'd be fine. We'd see them, and then we'd also make sure that it other
any groups
agencies,
that wanted to
agencies of the government were consulted.
Right. And you get anybody over here that you think would be helpful if you want to work with you, Mike Feldman, whoever it is, or if we need Predeman back, or whatever you think ought to be done.
That'd be fine, and I'll give you a report on what merges are.
Fine, you get that, and if you think of anything else, well, they're supposed to be on their way over to see me in the next 5-10 minutes, but I don't know that they may go over until tomorrow. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't even know that they're going to anticipate this. You call me if you get anything that I need to know and just interrupt it. I just wanted to have a little general background on what to say to them, and I think that I don't know the details. I didn't know whether it might be Pennsylvania or the Southern Pacific or whoever it was.
We have the Southern Railroad, which we permitted its merger, and we've denied one or two, but we've also permitted several, which have, you know, we've had a pretty good policy toward mergers.
Fine. Well, I'm going to say that I have talked to you, and that you have agreed to sit down with them and talk about the proposals I have and give them sympathetic consideration and do whatever the merits and the law permit.
That's right.
Okay.
And I'll call you.
Thank you.